The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Monday edition. It's glorious in Madison, Dom. Top down Monday style. How you doing, fella?
Awesome, Kroot. Happy Monday to you. Nate, work of the board. Thank you, sir. Of course, our fair audience. Happy Monday. We made it through the weekend. Another big week here. Thank you for joining us.
Is it a major accomplishment to survive the weekend?
Surviving
the week takes more effort than surviving a weekend, does it not?
I would think so, but you'd be surprised, Michael.
Well, it's amazing how much weekends. You
can squeeze into a couple of days and a couple of nights.
You know, Donald Trump was out on the campaign trail this weekend, doing his best. You know, apparently he made bond on Friday and then was out this weekend defaming E. Jean Carroll. I saw a question, you know, how much money does it take to shut Donald J. Trump up? And he put a $91 million bond down on Friday, and he broke the terms of his bond by Saturday, and there's no news yet. But I mean, E. Jean Carroll's team can go drop a third defamation suit on this guy. He keeps doing
it. Certainly can.
He keeps doing it.
Certainly can.
Well, apparently, it's not
$83.3 million. That's not enough. It's got to be more. So perhaps we'll find out. I did see some headlines that her team are considering another lawsuit. So we'll see.
He also apparently made comments again today. So
good.
No lessons learned.
Come on. It's Donald Trump. He knows all, you know, you cannot question the wisdom of the orange genius.
He only takes his own counsel. Similar to you, Dom.
Come on. Not true.
Now, over the course of the weekend, Trump's free-willing speeches offer a dark vision of a second term. Ashley Parker and others at the Washington Post. Now, I've been recently banned from the Trump. Haven't been allowed to go in, Dom. And what'd you say, Trump said over the weekend, about guys like us? The beloved fourth rail, the journalist.
He's going to get rid of the media, right? Yeah, the crooked media, the lying media, whatever he says. He always criticizes the media. Kroot, and all those events that we went to with Donald Trump, he'd always point to the back where the media would be, you know, reporting on his speeches and always referred to us as the crooked media. And it was funny. You know, at first it was like, aha, people look behind us and laugh. And, you know, occasionally you and I would be actually broadcasting.
Crooked smiles. Like, what? Right.
He continues to declare that he will rout the fake news media. We will drain the swamp. We will liberate our country from these tyrants and villains once and for all.
Dom, here's what the Post report. A Donald Trump rally is a free will and extravaganza, a festival of grievance and retribution, a dystopian vision of darkness and despair, a political rock show, a bacchanalia of lies and mistruths. And I was unfamiliar with that word, Dom. Apparently, he was what the god of drunken revelry.
Roman god, yes.
Bacchus. A pitch to voters. Is that what he's doing? Since bursting onto the presidential scene in 2015, Trump has transformed the America's public's conception of the political rally, taken the stage after hours of eardrum-shattering decibels of self-curated playlist, and offering a spectacle that changes depending on the place, the news cycle, and the former president's mood. On the last Friday in February, the day before South Carolina's primary, Trump took the stage in Rock Hill, South Carolina, where he spoke for just over an hour and a half. A close examination of his remarks that day offer an anatomy of Trump's rally speech. Like many of his recent speeches, it was long and laden with resentments, often like, you know, your grievances on Friday, offering a dark vision for the nation that terrifies Democrats and animates his Republican base. It touched on recurring themes, including his election denialism, his promise of a sudden transformation if another Trump term, and his claims of persecution and martyrdom, right? Although yes. I can't imagine he could say the word martyrdom without slurring. Perhaps more importantly, Trump's stump speech provides a roadmap of what a second Trump term might look like, fulfilling his promise to root out the so-called deep state of civil servants, harshly cracking down on illegal immigration and crime, and pulling back from the world stage. It also reveals many of his weaknesses as a candidate, such as sometimes slurring his words, confusing names of world leaders, and attacking minorities in offensive ways. Is that a fault?
I guess I'm not clear. I think some of his supporters actually are down with that. Obviously, they continue to go to his quote-unquote rallies.
Dom, at times Trump hews to the teleprompter, while at others he careens gleefully off script, similar to how we do talk radio. He can channel both comedy and rage, charisma and revenge. We have that in common, Dom. I channel all those emotions. Over time, the stump speech has evolved, though, with certain hallmarks remain. One constant is that it's certain to contain a slew of falsehoods and mistruths, ranging from hyperbole, downright lies, like his false claim that the 2020 election was stolen. Still telling that one, Dom. The Washington Post fact checker found that in the 4 years of his presidency, Trump offered a total of 30,573 untruths. That's a lot of untruths, Dom. An average of roughly 21 erroneous claims a day. I mean, you're close, hard. But that's trying.
Come on, man.
Themes of retribution and vengeance are also central, hovering like an ominous storm cloud. In a closing riff that has become a staple of every rally, Trump promises to demolish the deep state, to cast out the communists, the Marxists, and the fascists, and to throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, we will drain the swamp, and we will liberate our country from these tyrants and villains once and for all. Steve Chung, campaign spokesman, said in an email statement to the Post, President Trump is only speaking the truth, and he's going to continue shoving it down the media's throat every single day, and there's nothing they can do about it. That is literally this man's quote. The Trump campaign quote is, he's going to shove it down the media's throat every single day, and there's nothing they can do about it. What a warm fuzzy.
Yeah, right. I mean, talk about bringing people together, uniting for a common goal to seek better governance.
I'll go just a little further here, Dom. Trump fans, meanwhile, come hoping to hear his greatest hits, which have changed over time from a call and response about the nation's southern border to now boasting incorrectly of being indicted more times than Al Capone. He probably has been indicted more times than Al Capone, has he not?
Four indictments, 91 charges. I doubt it.
Last month, taking the stage in Rock Hill to the tune of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Trump, enthused about the crowd, says, well, that's a lot of people. And then, Dom, he began to speak.
Heard of the election denialism again from the Washington Post today. Following the 2020 election, Trump refused to acknowledge his loss. Denialism that ultimately culminated with a deadly insurrection. Remember that? On January 6th at the
hands of
his angry supporters. Oh, you know, the Patriots. That hasn't prevented Trump from returning to what he falsely claims is the stolen 2020 election or the threat of a future rigged election, a theme that he regularly weaves through his stump speech. He has invoked the rhetoric at each of his 43 rallies he has held since officially kicking off his campaign in November of 22, according to a Post analysis. Speaking in Rock Hill, Trump first broached the topic of what he dubbed a failed election by warning that the only way it can end where they win is a rigged election, before noting again falsely that the Democrats did it in 2020 is disgraceful. It was a claim Trump repeated several more times, including when he accused Joe Biden and his thugs of weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference. Joe Biden and the fascists that control him are really the true threat to democracy, Trump said, taking the charge Democrats have long levied against him and turning it back on his accusers. Those are the threat to democracy. Later, after a riff mocking President Biden as senile, Trump continued, "The radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election in 2020. They rigged the presidential election, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024. At this, the crowd stood and cheered before breaking into chants of USA, USA. Of course, the alternate reality, Trump campaigns offering almost a complete alternate reality of what the world looks like under his administration, looked like, and what it will look like under a second one as well. Under the Trump administration, you were better off. Your family was better off. Your neighbors were better off. Your communities were better off. And our country was far, far, far better off. That's for sure," Trump said less than 10 minutes into his Rock Hill speech. "America was stronger and tougher and richer and safer and more confident. Look what happened to our country. You have wars that never would have taken place. Russia would have never attacked Ukraine. Israel would have never been attacked. You wouldn't have had inflation."
No, we'd still be in a pandemic, wouldn't we?
In fact, Russia experts and members of Trump's own administration say that Trump overall was notably weak in his stance towards Russia and other autocracies, and that Russian President Vladimir Putin would probably feel more emboldened under a second Trump term. Just last month, Trump said he would encourage Russia to do whatever the hell they want to NATO member countries he views as not spending enough in their defense. Later in the South Carolina speech, he returned to the same theme, claiming that his personality kept us out of wars. It's his personality. "We would have never had Russia go in. You would have never had the problem you just had, the horrible problem where Israel, October 7th, where Israel was so horribly attacked. These things wouldn't have happened because they respected me, but they respected our country. Now they laugh at our president. They laugh at him." So says the former guy.
Well, no one ever laughs at Trump. He's not a humorous guy. There's no humor there.
Yeah, you can laugh at him. I mean, smugness is... attitude, poor governance, terrible decisions.
I will laugh the day he goes to prison. Then I'll laugh. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Funny is funny. 844-96-PARTY.
The American dream is dead.
Warning. Listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you play along. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dom, we've got some sound of the former president, sort of dark sound. But before we turn there, let's talk about something a little bit lighter. Apparently, they've got the prerequisite number of signatures to recall Robin Voss. That's got me smiling all day long, Dom. I got to tell you, I would like to support this action in any way I can. How about you? You down for recall Robin Voss?
You know, I mean, I guess it just seems a little weird to me.
Hey,
you know, and I certainly, obviously, Robin Voss, the assembly leader here in the state of Wisconsin, longest serving assembly leader, to my understanding, in the history of the state of Wisconsin. He's done a lot of, you know, things I would consider not great for the state. And so if we'll be able to perhaps kneecap his ability to do that, and they got to get some
kneecap
other,
him, you know, take him out, put him in the political morgue.
But so who comes in next? Is it going to be more mega? Could it be worse, I guess, is the question. Who ends up replacing him if this recall is successful?
Let me
could
do
it get worse?
Do some strategic deep thinking for you. We got new elective maps, right?
Yeah. New elective map. But I'm just curious. I mean, right off the top, could it be worse than Robin Voss, the next speaker?
No.
No. Okay.
No, the guy's very powerful. The guy is very, I mean, what has Robin Voss done? I think you lack for the proper hyperbole to describe his political malfeasance here in the state of Wisconsin. What has he done well? What is he good at? I mean, he has held back Medicaid expansion. He was supportive of the Foxconn. He has been against medical marijuana. He's against the DEI. He held the University of Wisconsin raises like a terrorist until what? They stripped all inclusionary efforts from the budget? I mean, what could be worse than this guy? Seriously, I mean, what, Janelle Branchon's going to be their new assembly speaker?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Okay, but I can't imagine any replacement for Robin Voss would not have done those things already. And what could be worse is a full-on fascist MAG. I mean, at least Robin pretended like he was down with it. Robin's a smart man. He knows what's going on. He played along because he tried to thread the needle, and you can't do that with the MAGA. Eventually, it will bite you. It will eat you alive.
And absolutely, it'll bite his ass.
So when you get some, what are you going to get? Some MAGA? You're going to get, you know, Andre Jacques? I mean, who's going to, you know?
Andre Jacques running for Congress first and foremost.
Right. But you know my point, man. My point. There are
I don't see any validity to your point.
There's more MAGA Republicans than Robin Voss. And if one of those becomes Speaker, you think it would be better than Robin Voss?
I think, and I have thought deeply and strategically about this. So I feel like I've, you know, got an advantage over you in this regard.
Well, I'd like to hear a cogent response.
We got new maps, right? These new electoral maps. And Robin Voss has been claiming for going on 14 years, better candidates, better ideas. But now he's got to go defend it on the electoral maps. At the very same time, he is under a recall effort in his own district, right? Yes. Sapping his resources during a presidential election year. The Democrats don't have to field anyone. This is a civil war. This is amongst the families, right? So let them take each other out. And I would say the Democrats don't have to expend a dollar of resources, but Robin Voss does. And whoever's going against Robin Voss is going to be out there probably breaking campaign finance laws if prior efforts to take out Robin Voss are any indication. So we will again probably see exposed criming amongst the Republicans that would hope to take Robin Voss out. And at the very same time, Robin Voss is not strategizing and putting his full resources towards supporting his assembly colleagues in their new districts and going out there and defending this new toughened assembly map.
Most people don't even know who Robin Voss is, man.
Single assembly member is on the ballot. We could theoretically have a Democratic majority and a Democratic Speaker of the House. How about Speaker Greta Neubauer? How about that? That sounds a lot better to me. And if Robin Voss has taken out the deacon of these MAGAs, the guy that's been trying to keep the caucus in line for all these years, if you take him out strategically from the Democratic point of view, that's a good thing. Because whoever comes in next doesn't have 14 years of experience, doesn't have 14 staffers at their disposal that Robin Voss has somehow carved out of the taxpayer dollars. And quite frankly, does not walk in as powerful as Robin Voss is today. And maybe, just maybe, and, you know, well, I would certainly agree. The MAGA, Donald Trump's going to come to town and personally try to take out Robin Voss. It's going to be wonderful. This presidential candidate taking out a state assembly candidate in a local race in Wisconsin. That's the highest and best use. But you know damn well he's going to do a rally in Kenosha, perhaps for the alleged felonious Adam Steen, because the last time through, the Trump campaign was more than willing to break campaign finance laws to take Robin Voss out. We now know that, right? The Save America Super PAC was putting money in outstate Republican county parties with the old 63 in the line, meaning
in the memo,
for the 63rd.
Specifically filter that money illegally to that for that very purpose.
So. Yes. What I see happening is Donald Trump allocating resources to take out Robin Voss. This Republican effort allocating resources, Robin Voss having to allocate his own personal campaign resources, trying to hold serve. At the very same time, they undermine the campaign efforts of the Republicans during a cycle when all the assembly districts are in play. And Robin Voss has the power of the checkbook currently to influence some of those elective outcomes. So if we can weaken Robin Voss, If we can take out the sanctimonious Boss Voss, who hasn't led a good legislative effort on any level, done anything other. I mean, if this guy had ever played even halfway fair with Tony Evers, you know, I could just say, well, he's just fighting a good partisan battle. But this guy is far worse than that. So who could be worse? No one. There's no one in this state worse than Robin Voss in a position of leadership for the Republican Party, I say.
Tyler August.
And I've thought about it.
The majority leader? So Tyler August, you think would be better?
Speaker pro temp Tyler August?
Tyler August.
You think he's going to ascend the leadership?
May I speak now? Would deal more fairly with Evers? That Tyler August would somehow not be as bad as Robin Voss? Man, come on. And whether or not with the
new man
becomes assembly leader, that wouldn't matter whether or not it was Voss or someone else replacing him. So that aside... Yeah, worse, man. You think it's going to get better if MAGA kicks out Boss and maintains leadership in the assembly? You think it's going to be better for this state?
The only way MAGA has taken leadership in the assembly is if Donald Trump is the president. And that's going to be a bigger problem. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, taking out Robin Voss takes out the last bastions of the non-MAGA part of the Republican Party. And if they want to take out one of their own, we should encourage that effort. We should coddle that effort. We should do whatever we can do to help take out Robin Voss. Recall Robin. That's what I say.
I don't want MAGA in there, man. At least Robin is not entirely MAGA. Who knows what comes up?
Would you rather have Adam Steen, who probably within 3 to 6 months is going to be under his own criminal indictment, would you rather see Assembly Rep Adam Steen or Speaker Robin Voss? Because the guy that beats him doesn't get to take the speakership. You know what I'm saying? And worse, you didn't convince me anyone could be possibly worse than Robin Voss. Maybe equally as bad, but now worse. More Devils. 844-967-2789.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a glorious Monday edition. Take the top down, turn up the Devil's Advocates, and recall Robin Voss. It is good strategy. It doesn't cost you nothing. It is red-on-red violence. Why would we not encourage it? Because, of course, Dom, we're not replacing a pawn with a pawn. Robin Voss is perhaps the most powerful Republican in the state of Wisconsin. You know, when you replaced Paul Ryan with Kevin McCarthy and then eventually Mike Johnson, they got weaker each time, right? They didn't have
more chaotic each time. Yes, it got more chaotic each time. It's worse for governance each time. Okay, so if you don't think anyone is worse than Robin Voss, I guess you see there are folks that would be equally bad, but not worse.
Well,
go ahead.
In what way would you lead the Republican Legislative Caucus in any worse way? I mean, how could you be more partisan, less supportive of your constituents' needs than Robin Voss has possibly been? I mean, what, you're going to tear up Tony Evers' budget? The next speaker might do the same? I mean, how are you going to be worse than Robin Voss has been?
Could it be okay? So, was it worse when Romney was out? Did they get it worse when Speaker Ryan was out? Was it worse when they ran out? What's her name? The Vice President Cheney, when they ran her out on a rail? Did it get better? I'm just wondering, you know, what your thought is, because I don't think it got better. I think replacing a guy like Robin Voss with the extreme MAGA, even worse MAGA than Robin Voss, is not a great step forward, man. I just don't know what the benefit of that would be. And if we have the opportunity with based on the new maps and, you know, great candidates and better ideas and a little help from the Devil's Advocates and get some, maybe the Dems take over, it makes it a moot point. But Tyler August or who's your buddy from Greenville, Dave Murphy, maybe Shea Sortwell. I mean, there are some characters out there that are more MAGA and would be worse, I submit, than Robin Voss.
They would be less effective. They wouldn't be able to move the caucus's agenda. They wouldn't set the caucus agenda and then get the caucus to march in lockstep like Robin Voss did.
I mean,
he's a powerful man, dude.
The Republican Party is mega, dude. Robin Voss is on the outs, right? He got 10,000 folks in his own backyard saying that. If there's a consolidation of power in effort, it's by the megas, man.
I cannot believe you don't see the value of taking him out now. Why would we wait for a fall election if we can let them take out theirs in a special, right? A low turnout special election where only the most motivated are going to go to the polls and vote. And if our little voices, our little microphones here playing out through WRJN, that heritage station in Racine, Kenosha, if we could help to influence, let's say, the Democratic electorate to go out in the special election and vote for whoever the named opponent of Robin Voss is, A, it doesn't waste a vote. B, it doesn't cost you anything. And C, it just might work. 844-967-2789.
I'm not clear what working means, man. You take the guy out, what happens then?
Well, then they've got to pick a new caucus leader from right. The chaos. They've got to pick up from the ashes. Do you understand their electoral chaos is good for the Democratic electoral outcomes? When they're chaotic, more Democrats get elected. This chaos is good for Dems.
When all the adults are out of the room, and I can't believe I'm even comparing Robin Voss to an adult, given how he's
not an adult. Game,
he's more adult than Shea Sortwell or Tyler August or any of the other megas that would come in, man. That's what I'm telling you. You're going to replace him with basically a Marjorie Taylor Greene? You think that's going to be better for the state of Wisconsin?
And in what worse way would they govern than Robin Voss has? What would they have played worse from my perspective, from his constituents' perspective? What could Tyler August or Dave Murphy or Shea Sortwell possibly do worse? And would they have the power to keep the caucus in line? I mean, what are they going to go?
Do you think the caucus is in line right now? I mean, I just want to be clear.
I didn't see an impeachment effort against Megan Wolf. And that's one of the things the guys get recalled for. Because if the MAGAs got their way, they would try to go impeach the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
And that would be better or worse than our situation right now.
I don't see how it makes it any different than the chaos that these guys are causing constantly, undermining the electoral system here in the state of Wisconsin.
You just said if Mega gets their way, they would go.
Well, right now, the only thing blocking it is the courts anyways, because the Senate Republicans tried the same damn thing, Dom. So the courts are blocking the removal of Megan Wolf. And the fact that Robin Voss didn't, you know, gin up his base to go and impeach, and that's why he's being recalled. Good. Let the civil war go on, dude. I cannot believe you don't see the value of letting this red on red crime continue.
I know I get your political strategy and I understand you want him to waste resources, but I'm not clear that you've thought through the end of it. Could you get a mega freak in there? That's not going to bode well for the state, man.
We don't even have to pass a budget this year, man. All we got to do is see how Republicans govern between now and election day. And I don't care if it's Dave Murphy, Shea Sortwell, or Robin Voss, that is not the party you want in charge. And if the electoral maps are fair and we, Wisconsinites, all of us get to pick our representation, well, let's start by taking out the Speaker of the Assembly and then see how the chips fall. That's my math. Let's hear from one of Robin Voss's constituents, 844-967-2789. If you live in the 63rd, you go to the top of the list like Mike from Mount Pleasant. How you doing, Mike? What do you think of this recall Robin Voss effort?
I think they should have got him out of there a hell of a long time ago. But the problem is the Republicans are the ones that's doing this. They got to have somebody they know that's going to get somebody, you know, unless that guy is not going to be speaker no matter what.
That guy doesn't get to be speaker. You don't. It's not like you take a guy's rook and you get to replace the rook. That's not how it works. If you take out the most powerful Republican in the state of Wisconsin who has the most influence over the Republican caucus, and he's no longer the speaker, yes, they do get to pick someone else, but it doesn't come from the 63rd. It's not going to be this rookie rep, this Adam Steen or whoever might get elected in replacement for Robin Voss. They're starting over with the rookie speaker.
They got somebody in mind then.
I'm not clear that they got a real clear plan here, Mike. I think it's just really opposition to Robin Voss. And the best plan they had was Adam Steen, but I would see him as a tainted candidate But if he's on the ballot, I'd still encourage you to vote for the alleged felonious, felonious Adam Steed, because that would still take out Robin Voss. And I don't care if he's a mega loving, Trump loving, whatever. He's a freshman rookie backbencher. He's got no power the day he gets elected.
Who do they have running for a Democrat? Or
see, we wouldn't want a Democrat to run, not in a special election, not for this race. We want a Democrat in the fall when we're trying to win that seat for a Democratic seat. It's still going to probably be, Mike, it's still probably going to be a Republican seat. But understand, they're going to have a special election later this summer, and then they're going to have another election in the fall.
Right. Okay, but no,
same seat.
The one in the fall is not, his time isn't up. If he stays in there, he's going to still be there for a couple more years.
No, his time could be up if a Democratic candidate beat Robin Voss in the fall. He's on the ballot. Every assembly member is on the ballot this fall.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
That's trying to put him on the ballot before this fall. Twice. They're trying to put him on the ballot twice, Mike. And if they want a bloodbath in Mount Pleasant, if they want to beat each other up and allow this to happen, I don't know why Dom doesn't see the wisdom of just letting them beat the snot out of each other. You know what I'm saying, Mike? Take them out to the woodshed. That.
I can understand that, but to me, it would make more sense. Okay, he gets in there, get a Democrat in there, in his spot, and then in August or the November or whatever, to get another Democrat in there.
Well, I like how you think, Mike. I just don't know with the current makeup of the district, and we're not even clear in what district this will be run. And this has been one of my concerns, is that the Evers signed maps passed by this very speaker, right, are not supposed to use the new maps for special elections. That was the carve out for Robin Voss, because he knew this effort was coming. So Robin Voss wants his old district maps, Mike, and those heavily favor the Republican. So there is a far greater likelihood that a Republican could take Robin Voss out in the primary than anyone is going to have a chance to take out the incumbent Speaker of the Assembly this fall. He'll be much better financed this fall, and there will be a much higher turnout because it'll be a presidential election. Everyone's going out to vote for Trump or Biden or whatever the case may be. There is a greater chance for jackassery. Now do it. Do it. That's what I say. 844-967-2789. John from Watertown. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Yes. I'm with you on this. I think that they should get rid of Robin Voss. I'm just tired of the guy, and I don't think they can do any worse for whoever they put in there.
You could not lay out a dystopian nightmare that would be any worse than the governance of Robin Voss, because he makes him march in the caucus and do what he wants. And if you put Janelle Branch in or some wackadoodle Tim Ramjam, Shay Sortwell, they're not going to have the power over the caucus. They're going to be seen as a figurehead, and it probably would be Tyler August. It would probably be the Speaker pro temp. They would probably just, you know, next up in the batting order. Well, I don't see Tyler August going out there with strong demonstrative leadership. He's kind of been just a big melonhead guy sitting there over Robin Voss's shoulder for years.
I totally see your logic. I mean, you can't lose anything by getting rid of that clown.
John, what you're suggesting is that then there is no worse candidate, no mega, no Trump wannabe sycophant worse than Robin Voss. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, to be honest with you, no, there really isn't. I mean,
right. Boss, and even if not, there was, even if there was, John,
favor,
you go.
You know, there's really nothing about Voss, even though he might not be a Trumpster, but so what? I mean, the party was crappy before Trump. It's crappy with Trump. It's crappy gonna be crappy after Trump, you know, is gone. So,
John, you make excellent points. It is a crappy party. And Robin Voss appointed Gabelman to investigate the elections. He empowered Janelle Branchon, MAGA wackadoo to be the, what, the elections, to head up the Assembly Elections Committee. Gave her subpoena power and a gavel.
That's the same Janelle Brandon who also, what, skirted campaign finance laws by funneling money to county parties to give more money to Adam Steen, Voss's likely opponent. That Janelle Brandon?
Yes.
Yes.
My only point, or one of the many
strong points I made, would have tried to follow through with Trump's request to overturn the election and decertify the election. Do you think she would have done that?
By what constitutional means?
Doesn't matter, man. Would she have made the effort? Would she have driven Wisconsin into further chaos? The answer is, of course she would have.
Further chaos. Further chaos.
The Republican Party is in disarray.
It absolutely is, Tom. Let it be. Encourage the disarray. Shake it up. Throw a monkey in the party. See what happens. 844-967-2789. I love this effort to recall Robin Voss. I'm telling you, I can't believe you're not grinning ear to ear like I am. I love this effort. Matt from Johnson's Creek, how you doing, Matt?
Hello, Matt.
I'm good, guys. Hey, Tom. Quick historical perspective. Remember when this happened to Eric Cantor? It was great because you take out one of these powerful fundraising, like organized guys, you replace them with feckless inefficiency and ineptitude. They can try to impeach whoever they want and never works. I would be happy with a bunch of people that can't get their heads out of their butts.
Well said, man. Yes, you emasculate the party further, and you let them do it to themselves. They can't even blame the Democrats. Somebody took out Robin Voss. Yeah, it was you guys. This is a good thing. Let's celebrate this. Come back. And some more Trump crazy as well. A little broccoli in the mix. 844-967-2789. You can always be a part. Join us.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at any time at 844-967-2789.
Not our monkeys. Not our carnival, Dom.
Not our circus, baby.
But shouldn't we encourage the shaking it up, mixing it up? I mean, it'll make for good political talk fodder on the radio, if nothing else. Be selfish for a minute, Dom. I know it's unlike you to be selfish. Do it for me, Dom.
I'm just thinking of the greater, universal electorate and consequence of replacing a not entirely MAGA with an entirely MAGA speaker.
He's entirely partisan. He was the worst sort of Republican before there was a MAGA. He's the embodiment of all things wrong with the party.
Right. So was Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney and name all the rhinos that they've ostracized from the party, man. Yes. Yeah, so next thing you know, there's nothing left but megas in the room. And what? That's not great, right? Can we agree that's not great? Would you rather have, somebody other?
Feckless megas or a powerful, empowered Speaker of the Assembly? Give me the feckless MAGAs. Thank you very much. I don't want to see them get much accomplished. And if they're in a gerrymandered legislative majority, Dom, no, I'm okay if they got a feckless leader. And anyone that's not Robin Voss right now, it's not like he's been building up his back bench. He's been putting some loyalists around him. So should he lose interest in, being primaried and recalled, if at some point Robin Voss says, I'm taking my ball and going
more
back
time
to my
with
popcorn
family.
Stand.
Yeah.
Then I think that would be a real loss for the Republicans. And I see that as a good thing. Let's play a little of the Trump sound. Because Trump's the one that would drive him out. Ultimately, this
well,
is
Trump is the one, right?
Violence,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
This is Trump on Voss violence. That's the best kind of violence, Dom. What did your MAGA cultist leader have to say over the weekend?
Oh, Nate doing the heavy lifting on this. Let's get to some of it. Eat your broccoli, folks. And you can join, of course, 844-967-2789. I guess we'll start with cut number 10, Nate, on the Biden illegal. Cut 10, please.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
Do you see he tried to spin off because he slurred his words the other day, and he tried to call them migrants, like Biden migrants, migrants. I don't think that one's going to stick. Migrants. Yeah. They're migrants.
Oh, sure they are. Sure they are. A couple more from the orange guy. Cut 11, please, Nate.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us. Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way. OK,
we all have I to need 11,780 votes.
One more than I need.
The economic message from the former guy. Cut 12.
Please. He had an economic message.
But with your vote, we will throw out Bidenomics and we will reinstate Maganomics,
Maganomics. Oh,
oh. Proud of himself there. Maganomics. He thought hard on that one, Dom.
Digging deep. Get a blue ribbon panel together for that one. Saving the country, says the guy who tried to overthrow the country. Cut 13.
But if you're a disillusioned Democrat, of which there are many today, I extend an open hand, an open invitation, and I ask you to join us on the noble quest of saving our country.
He's got some unusual enthusiasm. Kind of reminds me of that Katy Britt speech. Just some weird emotion going on there.
Yes, yes. Last one. Thank you for the broccoli. Cut number 14.
Now we're just days away from officially clinching the Republican nomination for President of the United States of America.
That part's true.
Yeah, they're very happy with their rapist in chief. Good luck with all that, Mega.
Let him take out Robin Voss, Dom. Let him do it. Be happy for him. Trump has so few things that go his way these days. He could take out Robin Voss. He could declare victory.
My enemy is my friend. Does that mean we're friends with Mega right now, Curdy? Is that what you're telling me? I'm not clear.
In their efforts to take out Robin Voss, we absolutely are. We absolutely are. Only in that. We don't even have to drink beer with him. You don't even have to spend any time with him. We'll just monitor Righty Whitey Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And then we need the people listening on WRJN or maybe WAUK, but down in the 63rd, we just need you to go out and vote for whoever's on the ballot against Robin Voss.
You know, that's like an interesting question, Curdy, talking about the right-wing, you know, radio. How do you think right-wing talk radio in the state of Wisconsin is going to fall down on this, you know, civil war within the Republican mega party?
Well, I can tell you how two of them are going to see it, Dom, because as far as I'm concerned, MAGA Vicky McKenna is definitely going to be all down for this effort, right? She's all down for getting rid of Robin Voss because Robin Voss didn't do the right thing and decertify the outcome of the 2020 election because her girl, Vicky and Janelle Branch, and they're close. They're tight, Dom.
Oh, okay.
So that I envision Vicky's in the, you know,
Mega Corner.
Recall Robin Now column. Right. And if you'll recall, Dan O'Donnell, who was also mentioned in the Jim Troupas, Kenneth Cheeseborough email exchange, you know, when they needed to get some supportive righties. Well, Dan O'Donnell was the other one because he was the, you know, big lie guy, right? He gave the invited testimony at the Wisconsin State Capitol during a pandemic when they played it through the building like it was Christmas carols. And I sat there and decorated the Republican tree. I did so to the invited testimony exclusively because the only one invited to give testimony that day was right-wing talk radio host Dan O'Donnell. And he was giving incidents, he claimed, of the widespread voter fraud happening at the nursing homes, you know, people stealing votes from the incapacitated. And he was the only one allowed to give testimony that day. And that was the Assembly Elections Committee chaired by Janelle Branchon. The alleged felon who tried to take out Robin Voss.
So is it possible Robin Voss has no air support from right-wing talk radio during this recall? I mean, is that what we're getting to?
Other than you, I think that's about it, though.
I'm a
Yeah, I don't know that he's got any friends on the righty-whitey airwaves. And, you know, TMJ broke their lineup, and, you know, I don't know what Belling says because he goes against us. Too busy making the greatest radio show ever to listen to inferior competition in Milwaukee.
Of course. I mean, who's got the time?
Hour two is next. We're going to compare and contrast. Joe Biden, his economic plan. Do you think the American versus dream is
Meganomics?
Dead?
Meganomics.
Meganomics. A happier happy hour. Poor Devil's Advocates. It's glorious. Come on back.